George Floyd.
Breonna Taylor.
Tamir Rice.
Eric Garner.
Michael Brown.
Mary Truxillo.
India Kager.
Tanisha Anderson.
Alton Sterling.
Pamela Turner.
Sandra Bland.
Tony McDade.
It goes on and on. An exhausting list of Black people, all killed by police. And if you're exhausted listening to it and reading about it this past week, then imagine how exhausting it must be to live it. Some of you won't have to imagine, because you are living it. Right now, every day.
People are protesting in the streets of the United States and around the world, and even peaceful protests are being met with shocking, appalling violence by the hands of people who are supposed to protect us. They protect some of us, but not all of us. It is very clear that justice is not being served equally.
If this isn't your everyday, Bethany and I are white, so it's not our everyday. It's easy to look away, to turn on something else, to read something else. Don't. Every time we turn away, every time we prize our own comfort over the lives of Black people being beaten, tased, tear-gassed, shot, and killed, we are the silent nod of approval that says it's okay. This is fine. It's not fine. Black lives matter. If you can't hear those words and say those words and understand what they mean about the reality of the suffering Black people endure on a daily basis, then you have a lot of work to do.
Black people's voices need to be heard. So this week, we're taking a step back to let those voices be heard. African Americans are leading conversations about deep-rooted racism they have experienced and witnessed. These conversations aren't hard to find. We've started you off with some we're following in our show notes. Support them and listen.